You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life. Welcome back. You know what? It's so amazing every week that we have incredible listeners, and today we have a great show. I know we do a combination of call in, and then also what I like to do, as you know, bring in incredible people that I get to find and see in the world to bring to you. And this is why I'm so excited today, because we're really in this whole place of shifting our vibration, as you, a lot of you know, a lot of you are also new listening, and really coming to that place of love and why it's so important now. And why I'm so excited, because our incredible guest today, Peter Hansen, he's not only a psychic angel reader, healer. He doesn't know this, but I have this connection in the sense of when I also listen to his experience of his near-death experience and his awakening and, you know, being in that car accident, that coma, and knowing, many of our listeners know, I've had a couple myself, and it was just these light bulb moments. Sometimes I say everyone should have one sometimes to give a little rattle of what we're here for on the planet and why we're here, and to really give you guys a new perspective. Because what I was fascinated, Peter, what I love so much is the fact of you started channeling really strong in the angelic realm, and I have goosebumps saying this, but we need to connect with this realm more than ever before. And this is why I'm so happy you were able to join us today. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, and I couldn't agree more. You know, like it's really what's needed, that unconditional love, and that's just calibrating to this new frequency we've not been used to, and inviting it in and create relationships and a new world from that perspective and that frequency and that energy.
It's so beautiful. And because I'd love for our listeners to understand, because a lot of times we'll hear like connect, and I hear this a lot from people as well. They're like connecting to the God source energy, you know, universe divine, that beautiful love power. And a lot of people forget to ask, because you're a great healer with working with the angelic realms and the God source energy and restoring and connecting people, but they forget about this realm. I'd love for them to understand and hear, how did you, like, really that moment of, wow, I'm channeling this realm. I'm channeling Gabriel. I'm channeling, and I know you channel lots and lots and lots. I get it. But what was it like for you to embrace that? Because still, for you and I, it's common to say, yeah, your angels are there. But for a lot of listeners, it's still a place they forget to go to.
Right. Well, that's the part of all our journeys are different. You know, that's important to remember. I chose it a way where, you know, which is something that is a little bit common, is that if we don't connect with it, we kind of, you know, and we're supposed to, then our higher self or the universe, our guides will kind of force you to do it. And that could be something dramatic, like in the death experience. It could be, you know, forced to surrender, forced in so many ways. And mine was stressed out over many years, as I know yours was, you know, and that becomes shorter and shorter, you know, as people start to awakening now, which is important to remember, you know, our kids, but even other adults our age, you know, like who's starting to awakening now, you don't have to go through the 20-year gap we went through or longer, you
know. Thank God.
Thank God. We were kind of the ratio was, you know, and that prepping the way, you know, leading the way in so many ways, and that helped us to, you know, get to where we are today, where we can help others, you know, transcend that or ascend from where we're at now onto the next level, you know. And it's God sent. It's beautiful. I wouldn't change a thing in the world, you know. Of course, looking back, if it was condensed a little more, it would probably have been easier. But you know what? I love it. I love every part of it, every part of the journey, and there was meaning to it, and that also gave you that patience, and you know, just not stressing too much out, just going with the flow, allowing it to unfold the way it is and trusting that. That's really one of the major things, is trust.
Yeah, you know, I always say what you and I would have taken a year to go through, people now can go through it in like minutes, like literally minutes, when you go back those 20 years and you're going, wow, look how long. I think if anybody listening, that should be something that I would want to like really make sure people remember, that it doesn't have to take years and years and years anymore, as we've been speeding up so quickly. What's the number one, I guess, question that you get asked with the people you work with right now? Because we are going to such an incredible new place. And I know that as we go there, I just call it like, we're just cleaning house right now. We're just cleaning house. We're going to this great place. This is a great journey, a great time to look within. What's the number one question you get from people you work with during this time?
Well, there's a ton of questions. I'm working with a ton of people, but it's like some of them are like, you know, how do I get to where you at? You know, or, you know, what is blocking me? Or a lot of things is like, you know, it's about shifting from that old reality into the higher self, where it's the present moment, the zero point energy, you know, where everything is right now. There's no lag. There is no where you have to get to, you know. So it's really about introducing that frequency. And that's a big part of what I do when I work with people, is that they feel that angelic energy, but also feel that deeper consciousness, you know, the ascending, the activating energy within. I'm holding in the field, you know, that they feel drawn to, because they want to activate that within themselves. And they know deep down, but they're not really sure how to voice that yet or trust it. So that's why it's so helpful to have a guide by your hand, who can hold your hand and take you over that mountaintop, you know, because it's really not that complicated. But when we, you know, battling with ourselves, you know, like and being pulled in two directions, it can be frustrating, it can be draining, it can be, I mean, a lot of things. And that's the thing, the old part is falling apart, the old world is falling apart. So it's really about having somebody who can show you the new, and then you accelerate your path that way, you know.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, because when you, the old walls have to come down so the new can come up. It's like building a house, right? You don't want to keep building on an old foundation. And this is what's so beautiful right now. And that's that space that once people, exactly, they start to realize, wow, we get to change. We're like doing full renovations as a world, not just, you know, when you and I started doing our work so long ago, it would be a little bit more isolating, world, different issues going on in different places, that connection. But the celebration that we're going through this, like it's a whole planet at once, just coming up into a new direction, a new space, better lives for everyone. Like, to me, I think that's so exciting. I chills, because it's like, finally, spirit comes through and it's like, yes, we're ready. Everybody's ready to ascend, even though it may not look exactly the way, well, nothing ever looks the way we think it's going to look.
That is so true. But I really enjoy that too. You know, there is millions of people awakening right now, you know, in light of everything that's going on. But, you know, everything that's going on is a part of that old system falling apart too, where it allows people to surrender in their whatever way they chose to, you know, and giving them the space to, you know, do things differently and change those old routines, being separated from energies that were around before that kept them in that loop. So yeah, it's really about, like, you know, we're seeing this firsthand, and then it's exciting. It's wonderful. It's exhilarating. You know, it's like, this is the new world. This is the change. This is, we are being a part of it, and we all coming together in the process, you know. And that's, I think, the most heartwarming of it. You know, like this last week, there's been a huge heart opening, you know, of the heart chakra. I've been sleeping with my hands on my heart, you know, it's like, it's just like wide open, you know, and it happened before in the past, you know, like it just automatically, it's a reflex, you know, it's so vast. It's so beautiful. It's so expansive.
Yeah. There's so much of that heart energy coming through. You can feel, you can see that vibration, that love on the planet, and that understanding. And that it's funny you say that, because a lot of people right now too have been saying, like, why am I so tired? Because your body is letting go and upgrading and moving into these new frequencies. And you're so accurate with that. I know it's funny you say that, because I noticed lately when I've been in my space, I'm always either hands on heart or I'm just like just in the solar plexus heart, like my, they don't ever want to leave that space. And you can just feel that vibration right through the body like never before. It's such a beautiful, beautiful shifting energy. And it can be, if it feels a little unsettling to anyone listening, just embrace it. Just take it. It's okay. Like Peter says, we're going into space. I have to, we're going to take a little shift here. I'm going to put Peter on the spot a little bit because it seems like we have a bunch of people that want to ask you questions. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Spirit, we're going to flow. We'll see how we go. But Zach, let's bring Darlene in from Boston, if that's okay.
Absolutely. We have Darlene from Boston. You're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Darlene.
Thanks for taking me.
Welcome. Do you have a question that you would like to ask today?
I would like to know if you see what you see in my future. You know, I'm open to any guidance or wisdom the angels can provide. Just looking to find out what you can see.
Okay. Hi, Darlene. Do I have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Let me just tune into you, and I'm going to be energy melding with you and bringing in the legion of angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light from your energy field. And from this reading, just clearing the space.
This connection's not great, but I'm struggling to hear you, actually.
Okay, can you hear me right now?
Yes, very, very softly.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, what I'm feeling and seeing and then what they're showing me for you is really like it's a part of that old world collapsing where there is a future. It's like everything becomes right now. So the shift or the transitioning you're coming into is now that you're going to start to live in the present moment so much more, is that where instead of being a product of the environment, you, your consciousness, your vibration is shifting. So whatever's going on within will be, this is the way it happened before too, but now consciously you're going to come from your heart space and not wait for whatever is coming at you like it's happening to you. Now you know you're coming into a space where you will know that it's actually happening for you and you are the conscious creator. So it's just much more like you're going to be in the driver's seat, which is a very new experience where we weren't taught before. So if that makes sense, it's like, it's not so much the experiences, because you already chose your life's journey. You chose the experiences you wanted to have along your journey. So it's really much more about the human self getting out of the way and allowing it to unfold in the divine order was planned. When you wanted these milestones to be reached and when you wanted to clear that old dense energy so you could see and activate your tools so much more and trust that intuition and trust your inner feeling, trust that inner guidance. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
What lessons do I have yet to learn that I'm here for?
Okay, let me see here. One big one is forgiveness, I see. I see that you're holding on to a lot, but this is also coming because you have many past lifetimes where it's ancestral lines is all coming together as one. So you're embodying all your past lives in this lifetime. So the separation between time, which is a human concept, is all being brought into one timeline, one dimension. So you're just living in one space and you have access to all these memories and all these lessons, so to speak, not the dark ones, but like all the lessons you wanted to learn throughout thousands of years being here in different bodies, different times. So it's really about like forgiving the separation between them and no judgment. So unconditional love, fully allowing that to flourish. And you become a example or embodiment of the divine. That is your overall lesson, you know, your journey from your limited self into your higher self, your soul self, the greatness and the fullness that you are. You're already complete.
And you can
Does
also
that make sense? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, you also tell that the heart is also letting go of a lot of what you just said, Peter. The heart has been holding on to too much information, which is blocking that forgiveness. You could see as you were channeling that through and feeling that the heart space is really locked up, and letting that go, like Peter said, with forgiveness, actually opens you up to, it looks like a banquet of unlimited amounts of opportunities. And so if you have fear on opportunities, I sure wouldn't. Like what Peter said, if you can unlock that heart with that forgiveness, that's it. That's a key, and let that pain out of the heart. Wow. He is right. You got a banquet full of amazing opportunities there.
That's exactly what it is. There's layers of protection that was needed before, but as that's coming off, then you expand and you become into this receiving mode where you're in a frequency to receive all this abundance and you don't get caught up in all this, distractions anymore.
Does that make sense, Darlene?
It does. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Well
done. You're welcome. You know, what I like about that, Peter, too, is what you said to her. I think a lot of people would resonate with that of really understanding. I always call it the hard drive, but as that hard drive, like your hard drive on your computer, right? It dumps information, but it's your power source. It's where we're creating and manifesting from. And what I love about that is you can. So often there's so many little glitches that we've created for different reasons to learn and to go through. And that full forgiveness, this is such a key message for this year, is that forgiveness, that love, that understanding that you're forgiving yourself as well. You know, you're not necessarily just forgiving experiences or stuff, but forgiveness for what's happening and removing the guilt and the judgment. And like you said, there's just that incredible space of just beauty of dreams and visions that are wanting to birth right now. Do you see that a lot too?
I do. And to add to what you were just saying is that, and the reading for her, you know, it's really about, you know, what we did in the past, what we're doing today is very different.
Very.
It's like, even people coming to ask questions from psychic or guidance, you know, like it's really much more about empowering and allowing them and teaching them how to listen and trust to their inner guidance, because that is the true guidance.
Yeah. And also it's interesting. I did a video this morning for one of my academies, and so funny this is coming up, is, you know, the psychological realm has this tendency to want to sort of look at yesterday or look at the last year and then bring up those memories, which it connects to in the imprints. And then it carries those a little bit forward, and it'll think that that's going to be, you know, the future or whatever, when people ask. And I was saying that, and the message that came through was, guys, like that was part of your experience, but it has nothing with the now or where you're going, unless you choose it, obviously. But now the vibration has shifted so high that it's like that bridge, right? We're so used to playing in this, but the vibration, we're actually out of this. And that vibration's so high that your dreams and visions just can, with your inner knowing, like you said, can just literally all show up tomorrow if that's that space and that attention that somebody can understand. Because that vibration is, well, it's nothing like we've ever experienced before. But it is, for the first time, I have to say, super instant for us on as humans, as we've been evolving and learning. It's always been instant, but for us to actually get it and feel it.
Right. And that's that transitioning, going from that old self where we did it the physical linear kind of way, where it was hard, you know, coming into the soul way where it's easy, it's flowing, because we're not putting up any resistance. We're not pulling the past with us. We're not identifying with it. We're not, you know, putting up conditioning, or it's just going with the flow, setting with pure intention and being in that pure heart space at all times. That sets you free and allowing you to create miracles, you know, and experience them.
Yeah, and experience them. That's the beautiful word. People listening, like you can experience them 24/7, and just getting up, I always say, is a miracle. You know, that's my blessing. It's like, wow, what's today? What do we get to experience? And I think people would be nice. It'd be nice if people could have the new perception that miracles are normal, and they're little, they're big. They're not just the angel came from the sky. To change the perception on what a miracle is, and that beautiful vibration that it's literally every minute of every second of every minute we're here on this planet. It's a miracle.
That's the appreciation part too, you know, when you start looking at every moment, which is a new consciousness, but looking at it as being a miracle, you know, you are being a part of that miracle you created. Yeah. When you do that and you start your day, and even if you feel there's a little fluctuation happening, you have the power to change that. You know, you don't have to give that away any longer. You can shift that frequency. You can flip that coin. And, you know, then you take that power back, and that's when you learn to maintain that frequency and maintain the miracle state where you know, live in the dream. You're traveling in the cosmos. Like, you can do anything. There's no limits. It's really magical. And it takes a little bit of conditioning to let go of that old programming, to introduce the new and letting go and living in this new flow, which is very scary from the old conditioned self, you know? Go ahead.
Exactly. Not to be afraid of letting that old conditioning go and know the beauty of relearning things and taking them in on a whole new level, which is amazing. I think, Zach, do we want to jump to another phone? We have Rob from Mississauga. We'll take another question. We're not going to take a break today. We'll have too much fun.
Awesome.
All right. 1 second. I'm just getting Rob back on now.
Did we lose him?
He just called back in. He should be. Rob, are you there?
Hello?
Oh.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question this morning for Peter?
My life is going amazing right now, so I have no specific questions. I was just really curious as to what my angels have to tell me.
Oh.
You which one?
What the angels have to say. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me just tune in. Do I have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self, Rob?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, sir. Let me just tune in here. I'm bringing in the Legion of Angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light from the session. This reading is clearing the space. Well, what they're showing me and what they're telling you is that, you know, this is a brand new start of your life. You're having like a second, almost like a second take, like a second chance of creating something amazing and beautiful. You're already in a very good foundational space where, you know, you built a structure in your life that's very supporting of each other. It's very well-balanced. But for you, you know, to go to the next level, this is what they're showing, is that, you know, don't be afraid of moving. Don't be afraid of expanding. Don't be afraid of start creating and being the person in the center, so to speak. You know, you don't have to step back and hold yourself in the background any longer, you know, because it is important that you actually, when you step up, you're teaching others to do the same, if that makes sense. And not only that, you are the creator of this universe and this story. So it's important that you take the driver's seat, you know, so to speak. You know, how good do you want it? What do you want to do with all this wonderful, you know? You don't want to just sit and boil in, or whatever you want to call it, like a rest in this space. You know, you have a really amazing opportunity. So you want to work with it. You want to continue to move, because otherwise everything else will stop moving too. Does it make sense?
It does. It totally does. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Creative energy. This is like a beautiful space, which, this is so lovely. When we have this beautiful space of creation, I love what the angels channel there with you, Peter, is that is not the time to just sit there and then go, okay, I made it. Now I'll just wait the next 50 years. Right? This is such that time to say, what do I want to expand more of? And I really like what you said to Rob there around, you know, with him showing up more now, like it's beautiful, but to go out into the world. And that is that can be a difficult place for people. But when you understand that you're showing up so others can show up, right? It's not, you're not showing up to say, oh, you know, look at me. You're showing up to serve, you know, however that is on this planet for you. But that expansion, that gets missed a lot with people. They forget that even though you're in that space, that that's where there's even more expansion that you can take.
It's not only that, though. It's also, you know, the part about you actually seeing yourself show up. So you start to embody it. You know, you hear yourself speak. You see yourself show up energetically, you know, and it starts becoming you. So this is the new you. It's not just something once in a while you step on an apple box, you know. No, this is you. So every cell in your body started adjusting to that and vibrating like that. And yeah, it is very empowering.
Yeah. And how empowering for every day. This is how you are. And a lot of people, I know a lot of people shared with me that their version of expansion is like they maybe made it in their career or whatever. And that's only like one piece of their like little puzzle. When there's this beauty that you can show up each and every day in every, like we've got this huge wheel of life. And it's like when they start to move together, like you said, then we start to show up in every area. That's how the wheel starts turning, not just I'm only going to show up, because you and I've seen it with so many people we work with where they just focus, maybe it's just career, and then the rest of the wheel gets clogged, right? It gets stuck. And then they wonder, well, why is this stuck? Well, you have to, once you show up in every area, it keeps all of the wheels turning, don't you?
Absolutely, you know, because if you hold back in one area, you know, it will create resistance, you know, like you're not fully showing up, then you're not in the move, you're not, you know, like, and it's all connected. That's the bigger picture, you know, like it's important to remember is that your work life, your private life, your family life, all of that is all connected. So if you can just show up in one timeline and you being you all the time, it's so much easier. You don't have to jump, you know, and change hats or frequencies, you know.
Yeah. And everything flows easier. That's what I find. It's just sort of like everything's just comes together. You don't really have to put, you're not like in the old days, you know, you'd be focused on one area. It's like, I just got to get this done. But when you start to put that beautiful love and attention across your whole life, it's amazing how, you know, you may be focused on your work this day, but then, you know, your relationship over here is flourishing because you've got good attention over there too. And it's just happening because you're putting nice attention every day, every minute in every area of your life and enjoying it and being.
And it's important to not to forget, you know, it's really about that inner relationship, that reconnection with your higher self, you spending that time, getting the rest, going into nature, whatever it takes, solitude, where you actually establish or reestablish that connection with your higher self so you fully embody it. It's not separate from you, because that was the thing in the past, is that we're so busy to our human self that we never spent time with ourselves and fully love ourselves and fully be in harmony within and creating this sacred union. But now we are being ushered into that, you know, not just by higher self, but as the collective too.
Yes.
We're in a frequency where it's all about the balance between the masculine and the feminine. But it stems from within. And when we reach that level and we can just wait, or let's say we have a 5-minute little break and we can just sit there with ourselves and have the grandest time of our lives, just feel like peace and unconditional love, then that's what you're sending out. And that's what you're going to get back to. That's the relationship you're going to establish and connect with.
Yeah, that really taking that time. I know I had to learn that all those years ago, you know, busy, like you said. And then when you realize, wait a minute, what am I running away from? Okay. And then you can take that time and then you're like, wow, I really like myself here. This is really good. Right. And that connection, however it is, like you say, I agree with you 1,000%. For me, I will go sit by the water for an hour and just sit there and connect and love. And when you get that space, you feel things, your perception is so different, and you know, no matter what's out here, you're okay.
When you're right, that's the thing. Nothing is missing. You're already complete.
Yeah. And that is one thing that I love seeing dissolving right now, was the old way of, well, you're not complete. You got to do this and this. We are complete. We're whole. We're already whole. We're beautiful, beautiful whole beings. I love it. And that is such a message right now to people to remember that you're already complete. Just keep connecting in there.
Right. That power of now, you know, like Eckhart Tolle, you know, his books, you know, I used to read his books and they're wonderful, you know, like really, but like, you know, there is no problem right now. Just when you fully tune into this moment right now, everything is perfect, you know, and then that sets you free from all those, you know, voices in your head or old programming, conditioning, you know, that tells you that it has to be a certain way. That's all programming. It's like letting go of that and take that power back. And it really feels like peace and love and
heaven. And when that programming goes and you can get in that space, it's peace, because the mental space has the programming, right? Telling you what it should be or how it should be based on what we see or grew up in or whatever. But yeah, as soon as you disconnect with that, you always get such a better outcome.
Right. And that's the thing. We have that choice. We don't have to be a product of the environment. We choose who we're going to be around. If it doesn't feel right, there's no harm done.
No, just exactly.
Pull back. No need to fight. No need to explain yourself. Just like, that's where they're at and this is where I'm at. You know, I can just control my energy, you know, and what I want to experience.
And just have your loving boundaries and love the way you might just say, well, we can agree to disagree and I can still love you. I just won't partake in that. That's okay.
Yeah, and that's okay because you set the rules. You know, this is your movie, so to speak. You know, like this is your experience.
I know. I always like to take the movie and I'm like, oh, who's going to show up today? I always play some fun with it. Who's going to show up today? Like we get to have this beautiful conversation and it's like, wow, this is a great part of the movie. And sometimes if somebody shows up, it's not so, that's okay. You can still have fun with that part of the movie because you also know you're going to take what you need and you can move those characters in and out as you feel best with your connection.
Absolutely,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, have fun with it. We have another caller. Let's have some more fun because you're so so sweet. Okay, we have Sherry. Is that right, Zach? Maybe.
Yeah, we have Sherry from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry, are you there?
Oh, yes, we've lost her. Sounds like she's on another call. Okay, we can go to Vivian from Montana.
All right, let's go to Vivian from Montana. You're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Vivian.
Hey, Vivian.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Peter.
Hello. What's your question today, Vivian, for Peter?
Yes, please. You know, I have the bad cells in my lungs, and I like to kill them faster. And I have some blockage. I'm not able to access my inner guidance, and I need help with that and to identify the blockages and see if I can move them faster. And I always work with angelic ground, but I don't know their names. I'm kind of a little bit blocked on that part too. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm just going to bring in the Legion of Angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light from the energy field in this reading. It's clearing the space. So in this case, I'm slowly going to energy melt with you and bring in Archangel Gabriel and feel how it is to be in your body to show me what the block is, where they're connecting to. It takes me straight to your root chakra and your sacral chakra, the lower chakra. That's like old ancestral lines, like grandmother, mother lines. And I feel like your root chakra is kind of blocked going into Mother Earth and fully connecting and releasing into the crystalline grid. So really like working on opening that up, have your energy flowing freely and you being able to becoming the bridge between above and below. I feel like it's very dense and heavy. I can feel like right under your tailbone. It's very dense. It's almost like it feels like you're sitting on a rock. So it's really about cracking that rock open, you know, cutting that grounding cord too, but also much more like, you know, establishing new ones where you activate all your chakras and they start vibrating as one. So it becomes one big crystal instead of this separate. Right now, the bottom chakra is taking all the heat. Of course, there's layers to that. I feel like there's medications as well that's popping up that's kind of like holding it back a little bit too. That's not fully working in your favor, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't have the power zone either. I don't have the reproductive. And So I don't know how to work with the chakras to access the inner self.
Well, by raising your vibration, listening to binary tones, go into nature and connect with your angelic team as well. And of course, there's, you can see healers, you know, who can do a lot of the work with you and helping, like myself and Tracy, who can help either remotely or in person activate and crack the seals on those chakras, so to speak, you know, and opening up that energy or assisting you in doing it and giving you the tools or how you can do it yourself. Because that's really what it is that, you know, one thing is doing it, opening it up, but you don't want it to close back up again because of all conditioning. So it's really about you learning how to do that on a daily basis. But I feel like it's just the fact you're on here today is best because you've been asking the question. So I feel like the angelic, they are now bringing the answers to you in so many ways. So what I feel is that they're showing me, like, you're sitting on the rock. So they're showing me, get up from the rock, start walking around, start getting into nature, start getting in to different energies than the old one. It's like there's a big part of that old programming, so to speak, that you're still sitting in it. So like if you visualize that as a circle, that's the old. You visualize another one, this is the new, which is the opposite of the old. So it's just like it's much lighter, it's high vibrational, it assists you in what you're going. You step into that circle. You can always step back and forward a couple of times till you fully feel the value in being in the new one and fully shifting your vibration and your energy into the new. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean,
it's not going to be like anything you did before because that was in the mind.
That's
yeah.
Teaching me.
Yep, we're learning. She's learning the new. She's got the new. And I love Peter, what you're saying about the nature. And if everyone could really listen to this, because I would love your perception. I have noticed Mother Earth is so amazing. We all know that. That's why I always say, you know, our bodies in between. You know, we have the universal energies up here, and we have Mother Earth, and we're flowing in between. I have noticed a massive, massive, massive increase in her vibration, which we knew would happen. But the amount of cleaning, like she's always cleaning, but it's gone to another level, I've noticed this year. Have you noticed that too? Like when you're in the nature, I can't even explain what I feel out there anymore. It's so powerful and cleaning. The word you use so well, it cleans at a whole other level. Have you noticed that and felt that too in this year?
Absolutely. Not just vibrationally, but I went to Dallas for a show I did a couple of weeks ago. And one thing I noticed is that everything was so lush, even between like between the lanes and the freeway, like where they probably don't water, you know, but everything was just so green and so lush. And I noticed it across the board, like everywhere I travel pretty much. And it's like the earth is taking over again. It's healing itself.
Yeah.
It's bringing up the waters, it's bringing up the nutrients, it's doing whatever it does needs to clear. And of course, that's the vibrational realignment and shift too, creation of the new world, is that, you know, it comes back to the oneness. It's not separate anymore. It's not being abused anymore in many senses, you know?
Yes. And that is one thing I love about this year and this time period is the earth has really been given this beautiful chance to rebirth and breathe, and things that we're finding in nature that, you know, I love it when I open my phone and they found something new in nature, you know, a new animal or a new species or cleaner water. And people, I'd love for that understanding that's happening to each of us as well. Like not just reading the article and saying, oh, they found a new water species. It's like, no, we're birthing all this new as well right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are tuning forks, you know, this is what we talked about earlier, how important it is that we learn to fine tune ourselves, you know, but Mother Nature is like a perfect example because she's doing it without any interference, you know, it's just doing it. So just if we have a rough day or we just need to get into tune, it's like a jump start. Like you can go in, go into nature and you put a blanket down, you lay down there for half an hour in the sun or whatever it is. And you can just feel that vibration without any distractions, you know, and you tune into her and that helps you to tune you in, you know, and it's really powerful right now and magical. And I do it weekly, you know, like it's, I mean, for years, this has been my go-to, you know, like it's so important because that's where I really get clarity and fully connect.
Yeah, I'm the same way as you. And I love the fact that simplicity, if you're looking at the trees, you know, and you're like, wow, I live in four seasons. So they know when to go to sleep. They're not worried. They know when the snow is coming, the leaves fall down, right? They know when they're coming back awake. Like there's just this beautiful cycle that right now, spending that time watching the animals, watching the trees, watching the water, like seeing how it's moving and shifting, that's a really good reminder as well when you're in nature that all is good, all is well, all is moving exactly perfect, because if nature is perfect, it's if when you're getting out of alignment, just go sit in a park.
Yeah.
Watch the birds, watch the squirrels, the animals. Like they know what they're doing.
Sit in the sun if you can, you know, even if it's not dead and still like fill up from the, you know, crystalline energy, you know, the solar flares coming down is like, it's magical. It's there for us. You know, it's a part of us. It's part of our, you know, ecosystem, so to speak. But, you know, this is a part of our energetic structure, and it wouldn't be there if we didn't create it, you know, so why not tap into it?
Yeah, I love the sun. I'm in the sun as much as possible. So that's where I'm doing all the prayers of opening up for travel again. Because when you're in a cold climate, right, in those periods, and then you just, I do miss it. We're friends. And when you really form that alliance with the sun and the energy and the life force energy that the sun gives us, you look at sun gazers, you look at people that get all their nutrients from the sun and how beautiful and powerful it is. And I think right now too is such an incredible time to spend more time in the sun with everything going on. Go and plet, turn off your news and go to the sun. I love it. Do we want to take one more caller? We might have about 5 more minutes before I want people to know how to find you. Zach, I can't believe our hour's going so fast. I'm like, oh no. Zach, we have Magdalena. Is that right? From Kitchener?
Yeah, Magdalena from Kitchener. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Magdalena.
Hey, Magdalena.
Hi.
You're welcome.
What's your question?
I have a lot of peaks and valleys that I go through a lot of the times, and I was wondering what it is that I need to know from my highest investors for me to be in alignment with my mission and to get rid of peaks and valleys.
I couldn't really hear the question. I'm sorry.
Peaks and valleys. I got it. It was peaks and valleys with her business and her finances. What is she not letting go or learning?
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self, Magdalena?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just going to bring in the Legion of Angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light in this session, in this reading, just clearing the space. Allow them to show me what's going on here. One thing that's showing me this is the bigger picture is that, you know, you cannot use the old tools in the new world because we're coming into a new frequency where the systems are shifting in a high vibration. So they're going to be much more streamlined energetically and the way we manifest, the way we align with outcomes and so forth. We cannot use the old tools in the new world. So it's important to let go of those belief systems. If we keep hanging on to things should be a certain way, we're still in the past. It creates separation, but it also creates blockages. So it's really about, you know, what do you really, really want? What is the end result you want instead of an old ideal that you're not fully aligned with anymore? It's almost like it feels like a little bit lying to yourself, you know, from the higher self, like not fully where you want to go and what you're telling the universe in the old world is not in alignment anymore. So it's really about reconfiguring that. What do we really, really want? What is the goal? And I feel like money is not the only thing. It's really, why are you doing what you're doing? Coming full alignment with your purpose and your mission here on Earth, that will streamline everything, because when you come from your heart, then the universe cannot help you, you know, like nothing but help you, I meant to say. So it's really about you coming in and you having a clear message, you know. If you're sending out different messages, you get different, you know, you're creating confusion in the universe, so to speak. That's what I'm getting. I do feel like there's a big split between your spiritual self and your old conditioned self. So it's really about bringing that together. Let that go. And then trust that everything's going to be okay. Knowing that everything you see in the environment, in the world right now falling apart, is a part of that shift. So it's actually because it's happening within you, you're seeing it out there. So the more you can go with that and accept that, the easier it becomes. Does that make sense?
Thank you very much.
I love it. Yeah, you know, I thank you, Magdalena. I like what you reaffirmed there, which is so true. So often, and it's saying that, what does it feel in your heart? Not what do you think it should be? What does it feel in your heart? And that's a big, that's a new learning, right? That we can go, what does it feel in the heart? And I like to go, how do I feel about this? And we go, how do I feel? That clarifies your mission. It clarifies your direction because you know how you feel, but your head can tell you all sorts of things.
It brings you back to you, you know, like in the past, we were so concerned about what other people thought or how we looked upon like successful in business or the neighbor or the family, whoever, you know, like it's not about them. It's about what's going on here. Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, what is the bottom line? And when you are fully aligning with that, then you're being supported 100%.
Yeah.
If you're still living in the past and trying to, you know, create a facade or fitting into a box, you know, yeah. Then you're not living your truth, you know, you're not being you fully, you know, it's like, it's take that power back, you make that journey, you take that journey, you know?
And it's really, the other thing that came up there that's really strong for people listening is, you got to be careful on all the mixed messages that you're sending to the universe, right? Because if you're sending out so many mixed messages saying, well, I want to do this, and this is in my heart, but it's not really in your heart, then you're getting another frequency. You created a block. And that when you
right.
said it, seemed like it was going off for lots of people.
As I was saying it in my words, it was like kind of like shopping because it was that frequency, you know? It was like, you want to get out of that. You want to have one clear message.
Yeah. Yeah. And not have so many mixed messages. Cause then it's almost like they almost get frayed. You know, when you really know in your heart, it's so strong, that spirit, the universe just keeps bringing it. But when it's kind of like when the telephone keeps getting disconnected, right? They're like, what do you want?
That's the problem with the human self. It wants to see the proof, you know? So that's, it keeps talking till it, you know, keeps sending out new signals because it wants to see the proof before it can move on. It's waiting. Where the higher self is just trusting and just keeping, you can send out multiple, you know, messages or requests or intentions, but they're still aligned frequency-wise.
Yeah.
They're going in the same direction. They're still coming from this pureness and with the trust and knowing that everything's going to be okay. This is for the higher purpose and for the highest good for everybody. When you come from that consciousness, then you can only expand from that place, you know?
And when you're in that place where you can say, you know what? I don't know where this is going, but I know I'm getting up this morning because it feels right. So even though if something hasn't shown up, people listening, go to the place of, don't stop. Don't, people will quit. You know, oh, it didn't show up in 6 months, or it didn't show up in 1 year, or it didn't show up in 1 day. There may be other people out there that are working to get together so they can help you move forward of what you're asking. So if you can get up and you go know in your heart that this is where you want to be, well, there's no doubt, you just know it, don't stop. Even though the outside world may look a little different, like, don't stop. Because I know for you and me on these journeys, like if somebody asked me if this is how everything would look today, I would have gone, like 10 years ago, I would like, no. Like I couldn't have conceptualized it. What I knew is that I love getting up every day and I love serving the way I serve. And I know you have that same love.
And that makes it all worth it, you know, and then tuning in every moment, every day, knowing that everything is happening because I chose that, you know, I created that, or I wanted to experience that. And then nothing is happening to you. It's all just going with the flow. It's like, okay, I might not really fully know in that moment why it's happening that way, but there's a bigger message. So not resisting it and coming at it, you know, with peace and harmony and love, then it doesn't become a block, you know, you just keep going with it and then you see it from many multiple perspectives and you see the bigger picture and you know this is for your highest good.
Yeah, that's a moment when you look back and you're like, I got it. You know, like you do, you can kind of scan through and you're like, I get. And that's that should be for all humans. It's such a reaffirming moment when you can look back and go, I got why that happened because I created it and it got me here. And got into that space, but again, feeling it, like you said, and just not sending out as many mixed messages, because that's where it's confusing when it's going off over and over and over to the universe.
It's so important, the feeling, you know, not just the voice in your head that said you did okay, but it's the feeling that you just feel, it feels really good. You accomplished something, you know, but you can hold that and maintain that frequency because there's no distortions there. It's just that golden space, golden energy, golden, you know, 0 point energy, present moment awareness. And it's just that nothing is missing. You just feel in harmony and love, and yeah. You can stay here forever if you want to, or you can bring that energy with you and create with that. You know, it's like, that's magical.
Yeah, that is such a magical place, and such for everybody listening, because I can't believe we're already at the top of the hour. I always think that when we go in these, it's like the vortex. It's like, wait a minute, how's it going? It's so much fun. I want people to also know, how can they find you, Peter? What is, I know we're going to put everything in the notes below, but what's the best way for people to find you? I know you're traveling a little bit more. I will take that little energy up and manifest. How can we start to travel up where I am? Not quite yet, but we're going to get there. But you do travel. You just did a great show in Texas. So let everyone know. How can they find you more, learn more about you, what you do?
You can go to my website, channelingartsangel.com, and you can look under events, you know, if you want to see where I'm going to be next or what's going on, if there's some shows coming up. Or you can, if you want to schedule a session or a mentorship, you know, you go to the contact me page, and that's channelingartsangel.com. But I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and of course interviews and so forth. So, or there's a mailing list as well.
They can find you. I always tag you on there. I'm getting my Instagram a little bit better. I'm on Facebook more, but I always tag you. I'm like, here we are. What do you have, you know, with the messages that you've channeled and right now in your heart and your space and your connection with the angelic realm and the universe and divine, what do you want to leave with listeners today? What do you want them to?
Try to find the peace in the present moment, because if we keep looking for it out there, you're never going to find peace. You know, it's really about, there's so much to be, you know, experienced in this space, you know, connect with the bubble, be in your bubble, you know, like, be the best version of you. Make the choice that you feel is something you would be proud of, your legacy. Show the world how magical and brilliant you are without comparing yourself to the past. Who you were before and who you are now is polar opposites, and that was meant to be that way. So allow yourself to shine. Allow yourself to be love and be the light in the world. That's the bottom line.
I love it. I am so happy that you were able to take this hour out for myself and the listeners and everybody else that hears this later on, as we always post it. But it's, I love that. And I want to leave it there. I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing your beautiful, I just so grateful for you. And the work you do is beautiful, and that you've been able to come into this space with me and share this with our listeners and everybody else. I just feel very honored and blessed today. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm really had so much fun, and would love to do it again one day. Maybe we'll see.
We'll connect again. I know that. I got chills. I'm like, yes, I know we've got, there's bigger things going on. This is what I always, and if people could listen, you know, when you and I, Peter, quickly, I know I have a minute here, but the way I connected with you, I'm like, I need you on the show, and seeing this beautiful light. And this is it, guys. Like all of us coming together to share all of our gifts, to help other people see how magical and amazing this world is. So I know it won't be our last time.
I love that. On that note.
So much love. All right, everyone. Thank you. We will see you next week right here, 11 a.m. Eastern time on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Have an incredible, blessed week filled with lots of love.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.